Greetings, I'm Pastor Lucas Witt. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts 13:42-52. As they went out, the people begged that these things might be told them the next Sabbath. And after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who, as they spoke with them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. The next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowd, they were filled with jealousy and began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy for eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles, so you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.'" And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. And as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region. But the Jews incited the devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city, stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and drove them out of their district. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in this last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Dr. Seuss wrote a story called The Sneetches, you may be familiar with. There are two groups of Sneetches in the story. One had stars, and the other did not. Those with stars considered themselves more special than those without stars in the Sneetch community. As you get further into this profound story, you see that the starred Sneetches were not so concerned with the stars as they were their special status. Stars or not, they were special, and the other group of Sneetches were not. After the Sabbath services concluded, an excited group of Galilean Jews and proselytes gathered around Paul and Barnabas. You see, that day, the synagogue in Pisidian Antioch received Paul's message enthusiastically. The synagogue leaders asked Paul and Barnabas to return the following Sabbath and present more teachings about this man from Nazareth, about his messianic claims, about his resurrection from the dead, and his evidence that you see in the prophets very clearly. So the following Sabbath morning, Paul and Barnabas returned to the synagogue in which they had spoken the previous Sabbath. And Luke says that when the Jewish people of the synagogue saw the large crowds of Gentiles that were flooding in as well to hear Paul speak, they were filled with jealousy. Imagine the shock of us today. All these guests and all these people as we walk in to worship on a Sunday morning. Why were they jealous? Well, the leaders did have things to be concerned about, and rightfully so. They wanted to keep pure. They had to stay distinct from a Hellenistic setting that was full of paganism in the society around them. But that's not it in this situation. Most of all, they were concerned that they were special before God. The group of Jews and the synagogue leaders didn't just want to be distinct. They wanted to be special, more favored. And they wanted to keep it that way and be sure of it in their minds. Having all these Gentiles come in here as well with enthusiasm, suddenly we're a threat. We can have this same struggle, can't we? New people coming into our group is great, in our house, in our neighborhood, in our sanctuary. But suddenly doubt arises. What if someone comes along who does what I can do, perhaps even better, or knows what I know, but knows even more, or can say it better? Or others may like them as much as they like me, or maybe even more. I may not feel so special. But God does not share our same struggle. He gives his word to any who receive his invitation. The blessing of Jesus Christ going out into the world, we saw from the prophets in Isaiah 49:6. He says to the Messiah, "It is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up just the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also make you a light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth." Our Heavenly Father sent out Paul and Barnabas as part of his mission to make abundantly clear that he is the God of all nations and for all nations, Jew and Gentile alike, no matter the background. The message of God's kingdom is open to all who receive his promises, and the life of Jesus is intended for all nations and all people. There is plenty of work to do, and plenty of special attention from our Heavenly Father for each and every one of us who are blessed to be called into his kingdom. May we welcome others, Jews and Gentile, with the same heart as Paul and Barnabas, as our Heavenly Father, and as our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. In the Sneetches, eventually the Sneetches become so exhausted upholding their special status and separation that they see the true value of simply being a Sneetch. Thank God, our true value lies in simply being a child of God, Jew or Gentile believer. Please pray with me. Almighty God, you brought joy to Gentiles in persecution to Paul and Barnabas through their proclamation that Jesus is a light to all nations to bring salvation to the ends of the earth. Give us courage to proclaim the gospel throughout the world, even in the face of opposition, knowing that it is through suffering that we enter the kingdom of God. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.